Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned that many of you have had the birds and the bees talk in a variety of ways and at a variety of ages.
Yeah, sometimes at a pool, sometimes in a car, sometimes by book.
Hey, you going to see Grease? Yeah, well, before you go, let me fill you in on a few things. And, boy, being left behind on a vacation is very scary.
Yeah, sometimes you got to play harmonica in a restaurant parking lot for dinner.
That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's the Morning Mix. We got to name this potentially unconceived child.
And we have, this isn't even like from our brains.
No.
This isn't even like we're starting something. He brought it up.
We didn't start the fire.
No.
Travis did. Travis and Jason on their podcast with Schwarzenegger. Travis began joking about if he and his girlfriend, we know who your girlfriend is, you butthead. Yeah, well, my girlfriend and I have a baby. We'd name it Conan, like Conan the Barbarian. Okay, you're talking about Taylor Swift, okay? She's all of ours. You don't get to say this. So that's what he says. Hey, what if we had a child? But we could do better than Conan, right? So let's name Taylor and Travis's baby. You text us, 312-233-1019. We need some baby names. 219, how about Tatum? Like O'Neal.
Okay. Tatum Kelsey.
Okay.
Tatum.
Right.
Ashton. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Marjorie. 773.
Bring that one back. It's
kind of nice,
time.
Right?
You know, a lot of names come back.
708, spelled T-R-A-Y-L-O-R, trailer.
Oh.
It's kind of nice. A combo platter of their names. 630, name the baby Karma. 224, name the baby Cash. Yeah. 219, also a Travailer. I like that.
There you go.
Travailer.
Really
enhanced
that brand.
847, obviously named the baby Betty. Now, that's the name, right, of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' daughter, whom the song is inspired by.
Oh,
so there's
got
that.
A song. That's right.
708, name the child Eras Receiver Kelsey. A lot of you texted this one, and I like it. 815, name the baby Kelsey. K-E-L-S-E-Y. Kelsey, Kelsey.
Kelsey, Kelsey.
This is my child, Kelsey, Kelsey.
I think that's out of the box,
it's
but I kind of like it.
I think it's mean.
Yeah.
You think it's mean?
Yeah,
it's a
little mean. Have you ever known someone who has two, like, the same name?
Yeah, I'm David David.
Right, what? David David.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
219, Bartholomew. That's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bart for short.
Yeah. 708. Name the baby Skokie and have it take her last name. Then, you know, you got the Skokie Swift.
There you go. That's,
take that over to the Cubs game tomorrow. It's a nice idea.
That's some thinking.
You can name the baby Dynamite, 312. Okay. 219, B-I-L-L-I. Name the baby Billy, short for billionaire. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Talk about the luckiest child on the planet, huh? Name the baby Kanye, 312. Oh. I don't know.
No.
219, how about Fred? That's our child, Fred. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
847, name the baby Rich AF. That's what they should name the baby, just Rich AF. Esmeralda, Bo, Washington. Marjorie is Taylor's grandmother's name, you guys.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay,
Swifties are
so
with
I
us
can
live.
Actually see this then. That may happen.
The Swifties are with us. If they are TNT, then the baby should either be named Nathan or Nora, because then they will forever be TNT.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Travis, Nora, and Taylor. TNT.
Uh-huh.
Kind of nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it, too.
Finally, 815, name the baby Mystery. Okay. There you go. Lots of options here. We'll send these right up there. Can you get the, you can email these to the record label, right, Nikki?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just to let them know.
Yeah.
I would hate for any of these names to go by the wayside and Travis and Taylor to not have had the opportunity to choose.
I'm going
to
go fax those over.
Yeah, fax them. No printer. Did I say it right?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We were today years old when we learned that Alaska is the only state you can spell on the same row of your keyboard.
Unreal.
Isn't that wild, man?
I love that someone actually went through all 51, you know, to try that out.
It'd be funny if they started at the beginning, they're like, Alaska. It's got to be the only one, right?
Yeah, right. Find out later,
it's totally wrong.
Like,
no.
Hey, forgot about Ohio.
I never got to Mississippi. Wait a second. You know what it is? I'm just looking at the keyboard here. You've got A, which is a very popular vowel. Yeah. It gets all the girls at the vowel clubs. Mm-hmm. I guess in the top row, though, you have E, I, O, and U. Wow.
Yeah.
So much to think about. What's a fact that's going to blow our minds that we didn't know until this moment? Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, Tim, blow our minds. What's the fact?
My random fact of the day is the state of California has a higher population than the whole country of Canada.
Wow, yeah. There are more people in California than there are in the country of Canada. I did not know that.
That's correct, yep.
I know it's is it still the world's third largest economy, California?
California? I'm not sure. Probably. It should be its own country by itself, honestly, in my opinion.
Just
but that's
break
different.
It off. They got their whole own economy. All right, there you go. California's population is larger than Canada's population. Can we fact check that?
I was going to say, this is great because you can kind of say whatever you want, and we'll be like, we don't know.
Okay, this is what TikTok is. Someone will post. They'll be like, did you know? If you inhale this, you'll get that. You're like, oh, okay, sure. Can't do that. Whip's doing the fact check.
Barely. California's got 39 million. Canada's got about 38.9 million.
But enough.
Yeah, no,
it's true.
All
right,
true.
There we go.
Tim was right.
It is true.
Hi, Sharon. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Out here sharing the facts. Now, Sharon, what do you know about monkeys that's going to blow our minds?
Did you know that bonobos are the only other animal that makes out besides humans?
So they smooch for fun and for pleasure.
Yep.
In their leisure time.
Correct.
All right, Whip is fact checking. I like
looking
this.
Up bonobos, see what they look like.
Yeah, wow. There,
oh, look, that's apparently like a brand of underwear or something, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they do underpants and socks, I think. But yeah, very kissable lips on the old bonobo.
I've heard that. That is,
that's the thing. Okay, so bonobo monkeys are the only other animals that make out. We got more calls coming in now. Now everybody's got their facts. Now they're getting on board. We got a lot of texts here. I'm Canadian, and I can confirm. Okay, that's all we needed.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, I just learned that Patrick Swayze sings that hit song, She's Like the Wind.
That's great.
Yeah. She's like the wind. Yeah. It's a good one. A couple years ago, I found out I was singing the Top Gun song incorrectly. I always said I ran into the danger zone. I only just learned that it's highway to the... There you go. Thought he was saying I ran it, but it's a highway. Hang on a second. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Julia, what do you know about that animal that stands on one foot?
Flamingos aren't born pink. They only turn pink based on what they eat, which is salmon.
Minds have been blown. Yeah. Nikki's eyes just lit up. So they turn pink because they eat salmon.
Yeah.
Wild. Salmon sushi rolls. And that's what happens. Whoops, fact-checking.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
I mean, I knew that the babies are white, like at the zoo, like you see them,
but
I didn't know that the salmon is what turns them pink.
Me either.
That's wild.
Also, what if you fed them something else?
Yeah, I mean, according to the quickest Google search in the world, the only quibble there would be it claims that they turn pink after delving into a diet of brine shrimp and blue-green algae.
Shrimp are kind of
They
pink
don't mention
too.
The salmon, per se.
Huh.
What if we gave them that purple cauliflower?
Right. Right, like would they turn purple?
Some blue milk.
Yeah, blue milk.
Mm-hmm.
Black beans. Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Brian, what do you know about chefs and their hats?
I'm actually a chef at a steakhouse out in Chicago, and we actually had a chef hat, you know, with the folds in it. Did you guys know that the folds represent 100 different ways you cook an egg?
I don't believe that.
I don't know if that's true.
What are you trying to tell me, bro?
That's for sure. It's 100% fact. It's been going on for years, and it's that's a true fact. Look it up, please.
We're taking it to the fact check.
Yep. Quickest Google thing right away. In the early days, the number of pleats in the chef's hat represented the number of recipes a chef knew for a given food item like egg or chicken.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Where and when did your mom or your dad have the conversation about the birds and the bees? So I thought it'd be fun. We could kind of go around the horn here. I'm happy to share. For me, I'd learned it in school already. Fifth grade, Dr. Sage came in. They put the boys in one room, the girls in one room. They broke it all down for us.
Fifth grade. I remember that.
Yeah, you're 11. Yeah.
Wow.
Fifth grade. So I remember that was like, you know, learning about your body and what's happening and puberty's coming and get ready and here's how this goes. So I remember that. But then shortly thereafter or somewhere around there, I was in a hot tub with my dad and he was like, we got to have a conversation. And
you should have stopped after
the school thing there. Yeah, just left it there.
Yeah.
But that was my experience. Nikki, do you remember, was it mom or dad or an aunt? Nobody ever told. It was like, we don't talk about it and it won't be a problem.
Book.
Okay, great.
I was handed a book that said.
It was called The Bible.
It's called Where Did I Come From?
Where did I come from?
And it's got really awful drawings of naked people.
Oh, great. Can I get a copy?
Yeah, and that was it. And that was literally the conversation. They just handed that over and they were like, here you go. I don't remember the age. I remember going through the book and being like, whoa.
Nicole, this is required reading.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
there you go.
I wasn't ready for this.
Now, Whip, did Stan, your father, ever sit you down and say, here, son, if you're going to use that whipper, here's how you use it?
Nothing along those lines at all. No, I do remember it was there was a show called Friday Night Videos, and that was my favorite show because I didn't have MTV because I lived in the city and they had no cable yet in my neighborhood. And my mom one night, when I was waiting to watch Friday Night Videos, she goes, do you have any questions? I'm like, about? She goes, just about, you know, questions about things. And I'm like, nope, certainly don't. And that was it. That was the conversation.
Did you know what she
meant?
Yeah,
I think I could tell. It was a weird tone. It was a weird everything. Yeah. And I just wanted to wait for Aha to come on TV.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was it. And
she
then
also, he was like, well, questions about one. And she made a circle with one hand and a finger point with the other and put them together.
Didn't even do that. I think she didn't do that either. No, she was probably relieved that I said no. And that was the end of that.
You could borrow this book.
I feel like I've read that book at some point, but it might have been me and my friends discovering it in the library and laughing at it.
I'm not kidding you. In the hot tub moment with my dad, he literally made a circle with one hand and a finger pointer with the other. He's like, so you learned about this, right? Oh. Like, he didn't want to say the words sex. He just wanted to visualize it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we learned about it. I know how it works.
And fifth grade still seems to be the time, by the way. I believe they bring him to a place, at least in my area, called the Robert Crown Center.
Sure,
Lyle or something,
It's all
maybe?
About crowning.
For real.
Now, V, you seem shocked. Are you shocked? Is that late or early, you think, fifth grade?
That seems so early for me. I mean, maybe if they talked about it in school, like from a educational perspective, but I must have not known what they were talking about at all. My parents never, even to this day, we do not discuss anything.
They still think you don't know what it is.
Yeah. I think so. And I like it that way. We just don't talk about that. I have an older sister, so I learned everything from her, and me and my friends would just come home and ask her, like, you know, really specific questions about things. Because if you hear someone talking about it at school and then all of a sudden you're like, in the moment you pretend you know, you're like, yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I've totally been
and
there.
Then I go home and ask my sister Brenda, I'm like, can you explain to me like where we go to the bathroom or where the baby is? Is that the same?
Is that the same thing? Yeah. No, I'm asking. Is that the same thing?
Is there three or two or five?
You just need to go through this whole thing.
Wait a second. Hang on.
Wait, they show them laying in bed together?
They're in love, Violetta.
That's what love is all about.
And then Sims, you watch them underneath with the fireworks. Yeah. I'm like, I think I know what's happening. They chase each other in a circle.
Hey, Robin. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Where did mom decide this is the time to tell Robin where she comes from?
The swimming pool.
The swimming pool. And how old were you? Do you remember?
I was like 7 or 8.
Okay, and was she like, okay, so you know how you're swimming right now. I want you to imagine there's a big egg over there. Like, how did she break it down?
I don't remember exactly how she broke it down. I know that when she was little, her mom refused to talk about it.
Yeah.
So she would go to the library, and so she wanted us to know early and often. And, I think she figured we wouldn't want to get out of the swimming pool.
That's so random.
To not have this.
Right.
Talk. So I start running out of the swimming pool.
You're like, I'm out.
Robin, it feels so good. You want to hear about this, I swear.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, my God.
Honey, it's so good. You're like, I'll wait for Sex in the City to come on TV. Leave me alone.
Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning. So, 19 years old. Come from home from a date with a boyfriend. Mom and Dad are sitting on the couch, and Dad said, I know what you're doing. I hope you're not being stupid.
That was the whole conversation at 19.
That was it.
We waited a while.
No kidding.
19.
Watch out. All right, at 19, they're like, all right, here's the deal. Oh, Mom, we know. By this point, I think I figured it out. So 19 for Lori coming home from a date. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, you were on your way to one of America's most beloved musicals, huh?
Yeah, I'm walking out the door to see Grease.
Okay.
Now, that that Danny Zuko is going to make you feel a certain way.
And, and he looks at me and says, you know, it takes two people.
Uh-huh. That was the whole conversation.
Enjoy the show.
Is that what Grease Lightning's about? Wait a second. So that's all he said. Your dad goes, it takes two people. And you just said, okay, and left?
I went, uh-huh.
Meaning, like, even if he wants it, you have to, yeah.
I also love that Kelly left. And her dad walked back to her mom and was like, all right, I did it.
That's what it is.
All set.
Check he just didn't really, he didn't want to go any further.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Okay, what a place to have this conversation. It is fifth grade, which we're getting a lot of texts. Fifth grade seems to be about the time. Yeah. And what happened?
So it was, so as a kid, Friday nights was Serbian school night at the church. And, our church had a very elaborate bar, and my dad and his brothers were sitting there, and they called me over and decided to have the birds and bees talk at this Serbian church bar.
So it was your dad and your uncles?
Yes, four of my uncles.
A lot of rakia that night.
Rakia and chivapi.
Watch out.
Are those two of your uncles?
Well, chivapi are sausages.
Oh, so he's right.
That's a good thing to involve in the conversation, too.
How long did this round table last, Christina?
It felt like an eternity because, like, they were getting stuff wrong. Because the best part about it was my mom already had a talk with me about it. So, yeah, I'd say about a good half hour.
They were getting stuff wrong.
Yeah, half hour.
Serbian men are not the brightest.
Okay, I don't want to ask any more questions.
I love that. We're going to take 30 minutes to explain a thing that takes 90 seconds.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Let's go on a trip. It'll be fun. We'll take a Norwegian cruise. And then a couple from South Carolina, Jay and Jill Campbell, didn't make it back to the cruise ship in time. So it left them. See you later, brah. Poor Jay and Jill. Well, not poor, apparently. Well, maybe they're poor now because they had to travel through seven different countries to catch back up to the cruise ship and get back on, thus ruining their trip. Hi, Jenny. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You were left behind on a trip. What happened?
Well, my husband and I were on our honeymoon in New Zealand, and my husband was wearing his Oakley sunglasses and decided to go in the ocean with them, and it was pretty wavy that day. So I said, you know what, maybe you better not wear those, because what if a wave comes in? And sure than anything, a wave did, knocked him off his feet, Oakley glasses gone. He's like frantically searching the waves as though he's going to find them. And he was like obsessed with getting a new pair. So we got to the airport, and the only Oakley store was on the, we were in New Zealand, it was on the other side of the airport, and he insisted we go. I said, let's take our backpacks with us just in case, because we had our passports and stuff. And while we were on the other side of the airport, they called us and called us and called us, and he got his sunglasses, and we missed our plane.
Oh, man. So how long did you guys end up stuck in the New Zealand airport?
Well, we were there for probably another 2.5 hours, had to catch another flight. Thank God our luggage, you know, came after us. But yeah, he literally stood, and I, you know, brand new bride, sitting there watching him screaming at the plane as it's pulling away, going, open the door, open the door.
Yeah.
I don't think they're opening the door.
But at least he had the sunglasses on, you know, the whole time. It's like, that guy looks cool, but he looks upset. You know, that guy.
He was styling.
That guy looks like
he's shooting out of his head.
Yeah. He's wearing the Dennis Rodman Oakleys. Yeah. That guy looks cool. That guy, the Terminator? Look at him. Look how mad he is.
Hid the tears.
Yeah, the tears came down from behind the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Parent of the year, huh?
Parent of the year. We just went to Florida for a quick vacation. My son went into a toy store, and I bought him a harmonica. We went to lunch, and he wanted to play the harmonica, so I told him he had to go outside the restaurant, which was just a walk up and order from the window. I mean, I could see him. And he was out in the parking lot playing his harmonica. We finished our lunch. We hopped in the car and started heading home. to which then my 10-year-old said, "Hey, where's Roman? We forgot him behind."
You left your son playing the harmonica in the parking lot at some restaurant?
Yep.
He's back earning some money. He's got like a suitcase out and
stuff. His hat down. I gotta find my way home. These blues are gonna take me there. Hang on a second. So, Laura, about how long were you gone before realizing, wait a second, where's Roman?
It was about 5 to 10 minutes. 5 minutes, maybe.
He's really going to have that career now. I love it. My mama left me in a parking lot. In big old Florida.
It has to go that way.
Yes, and when I called him, I said, "Oh, honey, where are you?" He said, "I'm in the parking lot." And then I could hear him on the phone walking into the restaurant and saying, Where are you guys?
Oh, we're in the bathroom. Just don't go anywhere. Thankfully, it all ended well. And finally, hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great.
Where did you get left behind?
So my best friend and I got left behind at a train station in Stuttgart.
Stuttgart?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They say you were lost in the Germany?
Yeah, so we, on the way down to, we were part of a foreign exchange program, and our teacher actually came into our train car and said, "Okay, make sure you're on this platform at this time." But it was like 8 in the morning. We were having beers, so we didn't really hear what she said on where we needed to
that
be.
That is the German way. Hold on. Hang on.
Nicole.
Having
beers at
8 a.m.
How many beers do you think she had?
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't 9?
9?
Yeah. So we didn't hear what platform we needed to be on. So, like, we wound up being on the other side of the train station. They left without us. And we made the mistake of calling our parents from Germany to tell them that we missed the train and that we were left in Stuttgart.
This is hilarious. How long were you stuck in Stuttgart?
We were there for about 3 hours. The teacher had to contact our parents and then come back for us. So we tried to go to the police station there, but it was closed for some reason.
They're
so,
having beers. Too many yum beers.
The beers were flowing.
I couldn't stop.
I could not. Now, let me ask you guys, you realize, okay, wait, the train left without us. You said you're there about 3 hours. So at what point did you just say, all right, and go back to drinking the beers?
Yeah, I wish we did. And we were pretty upset because we were like, oh no, we have another train that we have to catch back to the host family.
Yeah.
Like, we were so a little bit disappointed that the host family was going to be upset with us, I think, more than anything.
You can imagine that these two people walk up.
Hello, are you lost? You look like you may be needing some more of the beers.
Having some American 8 a.m. beers all week. Yum.
I can spot the Americans because you are drinking at the 8 a.m. Also, your baseball hats gave you away.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
On Monday, we're going to look to the skies, hopefully with the proper eyewear. As the solar eclipse will be happening, the moon is going to come in between the sun and the earth, and the moon's going to block the sun for us. Somewhere between about 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, the whole thing's going to happen. It's going to sort of scooch its butt in the way. Then totality will happen somewhere around 2-ish, and then it'll move itself out of the way. Today it's time for your Thursday 3 style. So we said, what are the first three words that come to mind when we say solar eclipse? And shout out to an 815 who said, of the heart. Respect.
Yes.
Respect. Please say good morning to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello there.
Have you heard us do a Thursday 3 style before, Lisa?
I have.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We need three words that come to mind when we say solar eclipse. We'll take those three words and we'll put them into a song right now. What are the first three words?
Awesome. Okay. First word is Bonnie.
Like Tyler?
Oh, like Tyler.
Okay, got it.
There it is.
Bonnie, who sings Total Eclipse of the Heart. Got it.
Second word is Adler.
Adler, like the planetarium. Okay. Great.
Yep. And last word is Umbra, like the shadow.
This is so well
thought out. Is that what umbrella means? Create shadow. Look at that.
Umbra.
The things you didn't know. Umbra. U-M-B-R-A. Umbra.
Yes.
What I said the first time I saw one. Bro. Okay. Umbra. All right, Lisa. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Here we go. Umbra is officially the shadow created by the eclipse. Crazy. All right, this is going to be a real train wreck. Here we go. It is time for your Thursday three. Do you have the bell over there?
I do. You're stalling because you were hoping for like sun,
star,
moon,
right. Moon, soon,
sky,
star, far, yeah. Sky, why three style? Instead, I got Umbra.
Yeah.
Feels like Bruno Mars is doing the freestyle a little bit, doesn't it?
Hey,
how? Little Lionel on it. All right, we'll see if we can do this for Lisa. Oh my God.
Hey.
On Monday at the moon, it's gonna move in front of the sun so soon you won't be able to look unless you got those sunglasses that you took from your eighth grade science class. Man, look at the moon. It's got that fat old ass. And it's in the way, trying to do a freestyle today. So Lisa said use the word Bonnie, and I thought it sounds kind of funny. Yeah. And so I worked it like that. Let's keep moving back to the moon's fat ass. Hey, pop over to the planetary. How am I going to get there? Planetarium and Adler, Sadler. Pretty bad. Than we've been before. What's with the shadow up on the floor? Hang on, never saw that one. Don't know what to do here, son. Get out of the way, the moon. We'll get there very soon. I'm underneath ya with your Umbra. Does that count?
Yes.
I think it counts. Let's take it to the top one time. On a solar eclipse, it goes. Solar eclipse for me. Solar eclipse for you. Solar eclipse gonna happen in Chicago on Monday around 2. Solar eclipse for me. Solar eclipse for you. Solar eclipse in Chicago on Monday. It'll happen around 2.
Hey.
Solar eclipse for me. Let's take it to the Solar eclipse in Chicago on Monday right around 2. Hi, Lisa. That's your Thursday freestyle. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that was my cue. I'm sorry.
I was just trying. I was like, he'll jump in eventually, right?
Oh, well, thank you so much. And no matter how you guys do, you make our day. We love listening to you every morning.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you, Lisa.
And that ended strong, I thought. Like, I
thank
think
you. That's
at
what it's
the
all
end,
about,
that was kind
know?
Of a jam. Like, on Monday, you're going to be like, solar eclipse for me. Solar eclipse for you.
Nikki was dancing.
She really was.
I'm putting that in the Mixed New Music Club right now.
Yeah, call him up. Get a real hit in there. See what happens.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We're starting off locally. The Museum of Science and Industry was unexpectedly closed yesterday. And for a little while, everybody was like, wait, what's happening? Why? It's spring break for some people. They want to go there. Well, they finally told us that it was because they were relocating military artifacts.
Oh.
And the military actually came here, military personnel, and they helped people at the Museum of Science and Industry move those artifacts. We don't have any specifics on what, but for the safety of everybody, whatever it was, they're like, we're going to clear out the place, make sure no one's here except for who has to be.
Wow.
People who have booked tickets yesterday and then maybe lost their opportunity to go since it was unexpected, they'll get a refund or you can rebook your visit whenever. They are back open today and apparently without a couple of military artifacts.
Watch out.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
Next up, yesterday we were lucky enough to hang out with Benson Boone before his show at the Salt Shed and we did some rapid fire questions, one of them being pancakes or waffles. Okay, and first he answered waffles quickly, but then he's like, unless my mom is making pancakes and her pancakes top everything. So we understand where he's coming from. There is a girl out there trending today because she too is obsessed with waffles.
I just can't stop thinking about waffles.
Well, you had waffles for dinner and you had waffles for breakfast. So we're going to eat something else.
Why can't I just stop dreaming about waffles?
I don't know.
Oh, poor thing.
She's literally upset. And her mom's like, listen, we've been giving her a lot of waffles.
Yeah.
And it's all she wants. We gotta stop.
I love these. I love all of these moments. Like when, you know, my kid won't stop crying because, you know, I'm... won't give them waffles for the 10th day in a row.
Or make let them sit juice. In the oven. Make, you know, yeah. Whatever it is.
I'm making them put on shoes. You know?
His juice is too wet.
And this girl, you know, she's little. She's like three, and she knows that it's ridiculous. But she's like, I can't help but want the waffles.
Why am I like that?
And lastly, there is a new prank out there on the social medias. It's called shaving cream in a balloon. So the way you play this prank is one person sits with a needle, and the other person tosses balloons at them. Not helium balloons, just regular, like, blown up by your mouth balloons. And one of them will have shaving cream in it, but you never know which one. So they keep popping in front of your face because you throw it at the person's face, and then eventually you get shaving cream in the face.
You get shaved.
And it happens so quickly because that one's heavy, so it kind of really hits you in the face.
Okay.
You guys want to try it?
We are out of time.
Okay. That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.